T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you think Jay Gruden is rooting for, Danny, when it comes to the quarterback situation this year? We've talked about what we want, what we think.
The team
How about
wants
the head
Dan
coach?
Snyder. Here's what he wants, and this is what I believe about offensive minds. Everybody who gets to this point, right, you have to have arrogance. You have to have the belief that your thing is the best way to do it. You've been honed. You've been schooled in all the different ways of the offense can run. And when you have your system, you believe that your system is the best one. Otherwise, you'd use someone else's, right? It's what you come up with. The extension of that is coaches want, if they could, they would have a joystick in their hand and they'd make the quarterback do exactly what they want him to do every play. And I think the best coaches are the ones that say, you know what, sometimes players got to play. Sometimes Aaron Rodgers has to be allowed to improvise. Sometimes Russell Wilson has to be allowed to make magic. I think Jay Gruden is one of those guys that says, you have a 7-step drop. If you look this way, you pat the football once, the ball comes out, perfect. He thinks his offense is the best. He does not want to deal with a kid because that's a lot of hand-holding. That's a lot of mistakes. That's a lot of, I've got to teach you how to do it my way. I don't have time for that because I'm fighting for my job here. To me, I bet you, in his heart of hearts, if it was up to Jay Gruden, Dwayne Haskins would be standing next to him all year with that little earpiece in and going, Coach, why do you run that? And Jay would tell him. I don't think he wants the kid to play at all. He may have been on board with drafting him and seeing the talent, and yeah, I'll work with the guy. I mean, we'll take practice time. I think he'd rather just play Case Keenum. Or if really, if he had his druthers that Colt McCoy was healthy, he'd rather play him. I think he wants to play a veteran. I think that's all he wants to do. Because I think he's one of those guys. I think Kyle Shanahan's one of those guys. Like a lot of the offensive minds in this league are, I want the quarterback to be an extension of me. You do things exactly like I want him to do, we'll have a great offense.
So I think Jay Gruden might want the veteran on the field, but I don't think it's necessarily for the same reason that you do. I think Jay Gruden needs and wants to win football games. All he cares about is who's going to make me look best.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win me the most games? Who's going to run my offense most effectively? He's designing things with Kevin O'Connell all week. Who can best execute that game plan? And unlike me or you, who care as much about the future as Sunday against Philadelphia.
Yeah, he can't care about the future that way.
It's not his job
to do
that.
His future's week 5. That's how he thinks of it.
He's got to find a way to coach up his team to a win on Sunday. So what I think he wants is someone to step forward and separate themselves from the pack. So it's not a competition like in 2014 where he was undulating between Griffin and McCoy and Cousins, back to Griffin, back to McCoy, back to Cousins, back to McCoy. He got hurt, back to Griffin. He doesn't want that. I think what he really is pulling for is just somebody to be great. I don't think he cares at all if it's Dwayne Haskins or Case Keenum or Colt McCoy. In fact, I'll bet you he's rooting for Dwayne Haskins to be the guy because he knows the best version of Haskins is better than the best version of Keenum. Is better than the best version of McCoy. If he goes with Case Keenum and Case Keenum maxes out, what is that? That is the
3,600 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Yes, 17th best quarterback in the NFL or something this year. If he goes with Colt McCoy and he's maximum capacity, what is that? The 19th, 20th best quarterback, whatever it is in the NFL this year. Dwayne Haskins shining and starring is better than either of those two guys. So I don't think he's rooting for Haskins to stand next to him. I just think he's really realistic about what he can and can't do. And he knows more about what he can and can't do than anybody else. And he cares more about what he can't do than Dan Snyder, who doesn't have time to worry about that, than Bruce Allen, who wants to put butts in seats, mm-hmm. than you and me, who knows that his future is what matters most. So to me, what he's rooting for, I just think he wants someone like Mike Rizzo in the back of the bullpen to separate themselves. Tanner Rainey has now. He gets used every night. I think that's what a coach wants. Doesn't care who it is. If Colt was healthy, it's three horses. Somebody pull away by six lengths. That's what he wants.
See, I view it more as I believe that Jay sees Dwayne Haskins and sees the talent because he's not stupid. He understands there's talent there. There's talent worth developing. But I think he sees him as a project.
And well, he is a project.
Well, if that project comes to fruition in week five, well, then I think that's great. I bet you Jay is thinking, this is a long-term project, and I'm not here for it. I don't have time for it. I'm not doing project. I'm doing survive. Give me a veteran that can run my stuff.
Well, he is a project. I mean, that's not necessarily Jay's opinion. That's just what he is. He has started 13 games since he was at Bullis High School. But that doesn't mean he's not better than Case Keenum either. In other words, he could think everything you just said and still be better than Case Keenum. Do you think if he was better than Case Keenum, Jay Gruden would have him stand next to him, knowing what you've already said, which is he's coaching for his job? There's no chance.
But I think better is a relative term. And what I mean by that is, who's going to go do exactly what Jay wants done? With, you know, the robotic, the three-step drop must be executed this way. The signal must be called this way. The athletic intelligence, the athletic ability, not in terms of like running fast, but like the ability to throw the football down the field, to do things that Case Keenum can't do. Dwayne Haskins has that. But who's going to do exactly like it's drawn up on the board the most often this year? It's always going to be Case Keenum, I would think. Wouldn't you? Or no?
Not necessarily, but I also don't have the cynical opinion that all he cares about is like running it just my way. I think he cares a lot more about his offense ranking as high as possible in yards per play and scoring points and touchdowns. That would go against the personality that we praise all the time in the building, where he's hiring former head coaches to help him out, where he's not caring about who gets credit or who doesn't, where he lets things slide off his back, and he doesn't get involved in the politics of the rest of the organization. Now, on the field, when it comes to his offense, he's the opposite of that, where everything needs to be done just his way so that it's his offense or the highway. I don't think I've ever gotten that feeling from him. He gave play calling up to Sean McVay. They did things very differently with Kirk Cousins. He changed the way that he operated with Cousins versus McCoy. A lot less mobility and movement of the pocket versus Griffin, who I just think he looked at Griffin and said, this guy can't play quarterback.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.